friends, Misty Phillip here. Welcome to the By His Grace podcast. I am so glad that you are here with me today because we are going to talk about the power of prayer. Before we get into our episode, I want to read this scripture to you. But I am like an olive tree flourishing in the house of God. I trust in God's unfailing love forever and ever. For what you have done, I will always praise you in the presence of your faithful people, and I will hope in your name, for your name is good. Y'all, God's name is so good. That comes from Psalm 52, 8 and 9. And as we get into today's episode, I'm going to talk to Penny Cook about prayer and the power of prayer. And I just want you to remember that when you come into the presence of the Lord, the veil has been torn and that we have direct access to the God of the universe, the same God who numbers the hairs on our head. And y'all, he loves us. Not only does he love us, but he sings over us. That's what Zephaniah tells us. He thinks that we are beautiful. We are his creation and his plans for us are good. We learn that in Jeremiah. And in Ephesians, we are told that he is able to do far more abundantly than all that we can ask or think, but also that we have not because we ask not. And so, friend, if you are struggling with something today, I encourage you to get into your prayer closet, get flat on your face before your God, humble yourself before him and cry out to him because he is there for you. Welcome to another episode of the By His Grace podcast. I am excited today to bring you a new friend who is one of my ASSA sisters, the Advanced Writing and Speaking Association. Her name is Penny Cook. Penny, welcome to the By His Grace podcast.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so today we are going to talk about the struggle of busyness and distraction. And that is something that we all, I remember being a young mom and people always said, how are you? I'm like, I'm busy. And we almost like wear busyness as a badge. Mm-hmm. And in your years of women's ministry, I'm sure that you saw that. So why don't you tell me a little bit about that struggle?
Well, yes, I saw it and experienced it. you know, I mean, I have three adult children, but I've been through the whole mommy thing and being home with kids and trying to fit that time with the Lord into the whirlwind. And then served in women's ministry for many, many years, most of my adult life. And more recent years, speaking with women that will say, oh, I just don't have time, or I forget to pray. You know, and it seems like in our whirlwind, our time with the Lord always gets, that seems to be the thing that gets pushed aside, because it's the tyranny of the urgent, right? Those urgent things just come at us constantly. And so we need to really be intentional about our time with the Lord. And that's how we get anything done, right? We're proactive, intentional about it. And so I just began to see this, that, you know, we really need to pay attention to this. And, you know, our world is hurting. It's spinning out of control. Our families are hurting and broken. And I mean, I've seen it in my own life where, you know, my marriage was hurting for many years. And if I didn't pray as fervently as I did, I don't think we'd be healed. I don't think we'd be where we are today. Had a son that was addicted to drugs, 13 years. That took 13 years of praying and being intentional about it. And he's doing awesome now, and he's a pastor. And so I just see that God answers prayer, but we need to pray it.
Yeah, that's amazing. Praise God for that. You know, there's so many things that I want to say. So the first thing that I thought of was seek ye first the kingdom of God, and then all of these things will be added unto you. But we have to seek Him first.
Yeah.
And He is so faithful. But some things do require continued prayer. And so I'm glad that you said that, because sometimes God answers us instantly, and other times it is our perseverance and our long suffering in our prayer while we wait on the Lord. And the scripture says to be still and know that while we're waiting, that God is still on the throne and that He's still in control. I'd love to talk to you about some practical ways that you can encourage women who feel like, I'm too busy to, you know, be in the Word or to do a Bible study or to pray. Mm-hmm. What are some practical ways that they can, little things that they can do today to start?
Well, first of all, understand that James 4:2 says, you have not because you ask not. So when we're not having our quiet time, when we're not in prayer, we're disarmed. Prayer is a spiritual battle, right? Ephesians says we don't fight against flesh and blood. So whether it's something with our kids or our husband or family or whatever it is, even what's going on in our world today, our country, it's a spiritual battle. And if we're not going to fight it, we're disarmed. We're ineffective. We're powerless, because there's power in prayer. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we ever ask or think. I've seen that in my own life. So if we're not praying, we're not getting answers. We're not seeing the power of God at work. So first of all, know that, because that's going to motivate us to want to pray. And if we want to pray because we think it really is effective, then we're going to make time for it. And, you know, I have my little to-do list, which I took off my desk, but it says pray. I'm sorry, I put it in the drawer. It says pray. On the very top, I put that on every single page when I buy a new one. And that's the first thing. To remember to pray. I have sticky notes on my mirror, in my bedroom, different places, on my coffee pot, so that I don't forget to pray, because in our busyness, we do forget. We all struggle. We all struggle with, you know, finding the time and with all the busyness. So that's a practical thing that I do. It's first of all, understanding a little more about prayer and the power of prayer and why we need to pray. Why it's necessary, why it's so important, and then to make a proactive step to include it daily. And of course, we all miss days. And I'm not talking about the popcorn prayers that we pray throughout the day. That's necessary for, you know, praying without ceasing. But I'm talking about a time of fervent prayer, time when we actually reflect on the goodness of God and worship and confess. I mean, the prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. And in the way where we become righteous is through confession. And that's not just the initial confession at salvation, but a continual confession, so that we're keeping short accounts and we're keeping right with God, and we're not letting anything block our prayers. Psalm 66:18 says, if I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. So we can block our prayers. So we need to be really proactive in that way too, including the parts of prayer that Jesus taught in the Lord's Prayer. And one of those, of course, is confession.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's so much. So power, knowing first that there is power in prayer, then remembering to pray, then proactive and fervent prayers. That's
remembering to include the parts of prayer that Jesus taught us to
pray. And like we've both been, you know, throwing out different verses, that the Bible is our sword. It is what we use to combat, because we do not fight against flesh and blood. And you're right. Everything that we are seeing playing out in today's world, it is the battle of good and evil. And so we have to stand firm and put on the full armor of God and use the sword of the Spirit.
Can I tell you a little bit about the sword of the Spirit?
I'd love that.
When my son was addicted to drugs, he had gotten arrested, and my daughter was at Bible college at the time, and of course upset, but she was far away and this was happening. So she asked for her small group to pray. So they gathered around her to pray for him. And when they got done, one of her friends said, I had a vision while we were praying of angels fighting with swords. And that just comforted me, because at that point, you know, if you pray for years for something, you can feel like your prayers are hitting the ceiling. We know in our head they're not, but in our heart, it's like, God, where are you? Why is this taking so long? But just to know that God was working, there was angels fighting for him. And so I just really held on to that comfort. But I didn't realize until years later that I had begun praying the sword of the Spirit, the word of God. I was praying the word of God for him, because I lost words. It was like, I was, you know, saying the same thing day in and day out. I just started finding scriptures that I was praying for him. And it hit me later that I was praying the sword of the Spirit, and angels were fighting with swords. So I tell you that as encouragement, anyone that's listening that may be praying for something for a really long time, that God is working, and his angels are working for that. And some things take longer. Some battles are bigger and take longer and more prayer. But you know, we don't fight against flesh and blood. There is a war going on in the heavenlies. And that's why I said at the beginning, we need to be fighting it in prayer. We need to be on the good side fighting, because there is the powers of evil that is fighting as well.
Yeah.
And they don't stop.
No.
They don't get too busy. No. That's their job.
You know, we touched on busyness, but I think right now in our COVID life, I think a lot of people are not as busy, but I think that they're more distracted. That can be a way that keeps us from prayer as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what would you say to that?
You know, have no anxiety about anything. We've been given the gift of time. I mean, some people's lives are more busy because of COVID, but there are many that have been isolated and have time that they didn't have before. So we've been given a gift, how I look at it. So, and there's certainly so much going on to pray about that, again, if we're intentional about it, really use that time for prayer, because, I mean, look around, our world needs it.
Yeah.
So desperately. And I just really believe in the power of prayer, but I also believe that we can miss the mark in that, you know, we could miss the opportunity if we're not paying attention. When I first started writing my book, I felt like the Lord impressed on me that the church was sleeping. Yeah. And, you know, much like the disciples were sleeping when the Lord asked them, you know, stay here and pray. And while he went off and prayed fervently to the point of sweating drops of blood, the disciples fell asleep. And that's what the Lord impressed on me, that the church was sleeping. So I think he's waking us up, or has woken us up. And so we have a great opportunity to pray and push back the darkness.
Yeah. So you mentioned your book. Can you tell the listeners about your book?
Yes, it is a Bible study. It's called Pursuing Prayer, Being Effective in a Busy World. And it's a 6-week Bible study, and it's based on the parts of the Lord's Prayer that he taught. I feel like, you know, he didn't mean it to be necessarily a rote prayer, although it's beautiful and there's nothing wrong with that, especially if we know what the parts mean. But the Lord gave me an acrostic for prayer, and each letter of the acrostic coincides with a part of the Lord's Prayer.
That's beautiful. Can you share those with us?
Sure. Just briefly, the P is for being proactive about prayer. At the beginning of the Lord's Prayer, Jesus said, "Pray then like this." So I take that as be proactive. And then R is for remember. And that is the hallowed be thy name part. That is where we remember who the Lord is and what he is able to do, because worship gets our heart righted. It sets us up for faith in what we're about to pray. A is acknowledge sin and ask forgiveness. Again, part of a very important part of the Lord's Prayer that we often leave off when we're just quickly praying, but definitely important to have our sins wiped. The Y is yield to his will, obviously the seeking his will part. E is enjoy his daily bread. That's the part of prayer that we pray the most, right? For our needs. But I go into it a little bit beyond our needs, that he is our daily bread. And if we're not spending time with him, we're not enjoying him. And the benefits of peace and joy and strength and wisdom that we get from spending time with him. So that's enjoy his daily bread. And then the last one is R, for rest in him. I feel like if we do all the other things, when we've worshiped and confessed and brought our needs to him, our faith is built and we can rest. We can have no anxiety about anything because our eyes are on him.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I love that. Well, I'd like to close today and do something a little bit different than I normally do, but would you pray for the people who are listening here? Mm-hmm. And I just love to just pray for our world and our leaders and all that is happening today. And I just would love to close today in prayer.
All right. Father God, we just thank you for this time, Lord. And we bring you, Lord, all the people that are listening to this. Lord, you know who they're going to be. And Lord, I just pray that they would come to a deeper relationship with you through prayer and through your word, Lord. Father, I pray as we do increase our prayers in this time, Lord, that you will work, Lord, in our world and in our country and in our leaders, Father, for your righteous sake, Father. Lord, I pray that you would forgive our sins, Father. I pray you would heal our land. And Father, for personal situations that people who are listening might have, Lord, I just pray your power over those situations, Lord. I pray for your angels to be fighting with swords for these listeners, Lord, for their situations, and Lord, for our country and for our leaders, Lord. Father, I pray that you would be able to bless America, because revival will break out, Lord, when we come to you in confession and humility, Lord, and put you first in our lives again. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, Penny, I have really enjoyed getting to know you better, and I think that we need the power of prayer now more than ever. And thank you for sharing your acrostic with us, because that's a good reminder. And then once we've done all these things, to rest in him.
Yes, amen.
Yeah. So where can people find you?
They can find me on my website, which is pennycookauthor.com, and that's PennyCookE. Cook is with an E, pennycookauthor.com.
Excellent. We will put that in the show notes. So thank you very much. And I'm so glad that you visited By His Grace today.
Thank you so much for having me. I enjoyed it.
Thank you for joining me today on By His Grace.
I hope you've enjoyed listening and are encouraged by our guest today. I would love for you to visit my blog, mistyphillip.com, for more encouragement. You can find me on social media as Misty Philip, and I would love to connect with you there.